about how many people are due to restrictions?
It varies, right? So who knows what... but
yeah, you're right.
We try to stay safe and follow all the guidelines that are put in place.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Yetta, for joining us this morning. Everyone, all the information will be found on our page, Production Challenge. Thank you as well, our fellow CKUT jockey. And so I wish you guys a wonderful day, and I look forward to all these events. You got us busy this summer.
Yeah, we are. Thank you guys for having us. We appreciate your outlet and your platform.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, so next we're bringing up DJ. Well, wait, I think I'm bringing him up. Is it coming up? I don't know, it's disrespect. Because I feel it's time for DJ Bobby Payne. Is that what time it is?
A little musical break.
Never mad at a musical break, right. Except when the musical break doesn't start, when I'm trying to start the break.
Oh.
Is it?
That's right, we come to that time. This is the break in the Empower Hour. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. You can catch me on all platforms at DJ Bobby Payne, one word, spelled Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. Now let's get it, man.
Hands are tied, someone's in my ear from the other side, telling me that I should pay you no mind, wanting you to not be with me all night, wanting you to not stay with me. Is to me, doesn't really change things. I know you're scared of dating, falling for me. Surely, you know me. Right here for you, always. You know I don't ever change.
Enough to run around, daddy left me outside. He said, find your way back. Big, big world, but you got it, baby. Find your way back. Don't let this life drive you crazy. Find your way back. Come back home to the street like home. Find your way back. Find your way back.
And twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Sit up. Oh Lord.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Right now you're listening to Kay Taranda and our very own still same way, Don Barbarino. Collaboration. Same man. One legend with a next legend. This is MTL, man. People stand up. That's right. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Empower Hour. I'll let y'all get back to regular scheduled programming.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
I always see P moving his arms.
No, that's what I get down. Whoops. Guys, I'm supposed to be playing an ad. This is what happens when you guys distract me. Like, we're not supposed to be just talking about my arms.
Shots.
We'll get into that after.
Shots. The audience is like, arms.
I know, what? Yeah.
Hello, listeners. This is Gambletron and Johnny Forever. Join us here on CKUT Friday, June 18th from 3 to 5 p.m. for a live broadcast of our performance Thin Walls Bad Internet held presented by Underfine Radio in Suoni for Il Popolo. And utilize your flesh body to come watch us on June 18th to the 21st live at 6835 Plaza St. Hubert as we build a pirate radio station and resonant sound sculpture from construction site detritus. Over Zoom. To find out more, visit undefinedradio.fm.
Okay.
Wait, it's not finished.
There's more?
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news. Okay, now it's finished. So,
first shout out Bobby Payne, that mix was fire.
Fire. Yeah. I want to just talk about your arms quickly, and then we can go into the OFC. Yeah. You guys can actually educate me. So Gina says that Pharoah has a dance that he used to do, and now he's doing it
for the audience. Do it right now.
No, but it's a little fast and off-key. So may I please ask, and you know, it's all love here, but what, Gina, what was the dance he liked, and what is the dance he's doing at the moment?
He used to like to do the Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer. What? Yes!
Pharoah's doing it mad fast, everybody. Mad quickly. And I see if Gina's face was any closer, he may hit her. Jeez, Louise.
But so now Pharoah's dancing is always the two-step 2.0.
Two-step with the arms.
Yeah.
That's
so,
the 2.0.
So whatever the dance is, it's going to come with it in a two-step.
Thank you. Learn a little something every day, guys.
Okay.
So
and you're great at it.
That's how I get
that's
down.
That's your dance and your dance only. Ain't nobody can be doing that. You know, West Can's not adding that to their routine.
I've been trying to get them to add it, though.
You know what?
So everybody's feeling welcome.
No.
Because I feel
I don't think they're going to add it. You know, but we'll talk to them later about that. Yeah. You guys get into your business zone. It's about time.
It's community updates.
It's the dance that threw me off. You guys are into your community updates. Right. Go for it. There's a lot going on.
You're disrespect my segment. But it's all right. No, it's cool. It's fine. You know what I mean?
I'm going to shout out a business at the end. Go ahead.
No, and you want to jump on it and plug things. Go ahead. No problem. No, it's our segment. It's let's just call it that.
Just for today. I'm not even trying to jump in on the regular.
Let's do it together. So, no, but really, I didn't have much. No, but because one community update. We did. West Can did jump in and give some community updates one time. So that I'm really excited about that and everything that they have going on. Mm-hmm. So again, you guys want to just benefit and take advantage of all those things. It wasn't an update, but I wanted to remind the community to watch the KK show.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay,
for sure.
It airs every Monday. It's on. I'm trying to remember the network it's on.
I don't remember myself. I'm sorry.
Just search the KK show.
It's. I think he had on Vector. Is that right?
Hold on.
Natsif TV. It was his
Natsif. That's
his platform.
Yeah, and I love that. So it's just the reason I wanted to give it a shout out is just. Well, one, of course, it's melanated excellence.
Amen.
But it's just like I appreciate the grind.
Yes.
I appreciate,
100.
Just the consistency. Like, for those who've been following and supporting and watching the KK show since it started, like, we're talking, like, these guys were, in a restaurant, in the back of an office space.
Right.
And it really just evolved. And it's, like, to see where it started and where it is right now, like, I can just, tip my hat to them.
Yeah, their glow up is 100% real.
I must say
KK is a fellow Pisces. We are born one day apart. Thank you very much. And
I don't even know that was relevant.
Yeah, it totally is. I just have to say that.
Okay, no, but
I'm just saying, we discovered that we're born one day apart, and Pisces, woo, fish.
No,
water.
that's cool.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad. No, this.
I was about to say that.
No. But I know, so it's very random. And he had an awesome show. If you guys missed it this week, like Will Prosper was on and a bunch of other people.
Yes, I saw that. That's really cool.
What did they talk about?
It was gang violence and stuff like that. And and the origin of gangs and how these things come to being.
Beautiful,
man. It was just all around. Awesome show. So again, I want to remind you guys, I'm making a point to remind you guys every week, just tune into the KK show. So today's Thursday, Monday, KK is coming back up.
That's just what it do.
Also, I want to remind the community to always just check the OFClink.com for the events. I'm trying to see if there's anything.
OFClink.com/events. Specifically, we'll get you right to it.
Thank you. Good. Thank you, Gina, for that. For you guys to know exactly what's popping in the community. And also, if you have different events that you want us to plug, we want to remind you to email us. What's our email again? EmpowerMTL?
Yeah.
We don't really email ourselves often.
We don't. And I'll check it out. It is empowermtl@gmail.com.
Okay.
You are correct. Yes.
Thank you. So definitely want to remind you guys, send us your events, send us your music. Whatever you have going on, send it to us. It's our pleasure to play it. It's our pleasure to plug it. And if you have feedback, we want to hear it. Big shout out to the sister the other day that called to give that sent us an email to bat us to bat
the
us up.
Bat up, Miss Trish. Let's say it like it is.
No,
let's call
I was saying us. It was collective.
No, it was me, and I'm good with that because you can't please everybody.
No,
well, but she took it a little far. I'm here for everything, but the whole y'all lost credibility and da 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 da.
No, and I set us back 300 years, baby.
That was it. It was a going back 300 years. I was like, well,
and everyone can have their opinion and whatnot, and if you wanted to. classify our whole show as being,
but
you know, impertinent. I'm sorry you felt that way.
And but
I hope you're still listening,
right?
And I hope that was a little speed bump. But you know what? We have several different people on here for a very specific purpose, mm-hmm. because everyone has different opinions. If we all were here and had all the same opinions, we wouldn't be innovative. That's part of our growth.
100%. And I just want to shout out the sister, because you know what? She does make music, and music is not an easy thing to make. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take the high road like Michelle Obama, but I'm going to tell you one thing, sis, respectfully. Your music is very woke and very positive, but you can't spread light and throw shade, darling.
Ooh.
So I just want you, if you are listening, you know, respect to you and your music, but just, you got, you know, rethink a little something before you send emails like that, love, because it is a little bit contradicting to what you are putting out there for music and woke and love and peace purposes. Much love, though.
Man, I love this show because it was a little shady. What the waitress said, it was like she was saying nice things, but it was like some you're a jerk.
Laced with petty.
I love it. I'm here for all of it.
Hey, you can't be like, yeah, peace. And peace is a part of, you know, mm-hmm. understanding that everybody will do things differently.
Yeah.
Live and let
yeah.
live. It is a very, very, very big thing. So the way that, I mean, I'm used to it, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Farrell toughened me up with yep. that one. But the thing is, too, it's just like what you say and what you do can't be two different yeah. things. You know, I can't sit here and be like, yeah, Coffee Chronicles. I don't drink coffee. What? You know what I mean? It just...
And nobody's perfect. Exactly. Everyone, you could have had a bad day and you felt, and we might have needed to be, we were your outlet. And we
of
take
course,
that
right.
and we appreciate you, you know, nothing but love.
Absolutely.
All day, every day.
Nothing but love all day, every day. We do have a special guest in the building who is a little bit busy right now. Big Will is here today.
I was like, we do?
Oh,
yeah. Oh yeah, no.
Big gift card over here. So he has his comedy show coming up June 19th, and he is here giving away a $100 gift card.
Ooh.
When he does return into the building, we are going to do a draw for this. But on the topic of community, I wanted to shout out Scoop Therapy. Do you guys know Scoop Therapy?
No, I kind of do. I see the containers in my freezer.
Okay, so you do know Scoop Therapy. Do you know Scoop Therapy?
I didn't know they belonged in the freezer either.
Okay, well, it's ice cream. I'm shouting out Scoop Therapy for their one-year anniversary for Antonia. She just had it. She had a little party. She had my wine there. She had, you know, a couple other things. So I want to shout them out because they started this from literally the ground up, and it's going really well. They have a lot of different, you know, flavors. And, you know, I know you guys don't like rum and raisin. I do, though. But they have a lot of different flavors. They have vegan ice cream. They have absolutely everything that you can need. So I just wanted to shout out Scoop Therapy very, very quickly. It says comfort in every scoop, artisan homemade ice cream and frozen treats with Caribbean flavors. You guys can check them out on Instagram at Scoop Therapy.
Do they have sour sap? I'm just throwing that out there.
They have all kinds. June 11th, that's tomorrow. So I'm just going to plug their menu for this weekend. If you guys want to have some ice cream on this hot weekend. So the menu is guava sop. It's just $6, a half pie vegan ice cream, guava sop again.
Yes.
It does contain alcohol.
Okay. Wow.
And stuff like that. So they're doing, well, obviously the regular one does. And yeah, you can order online. You can email them at scooptherapymtl@gmail.com or call 438-923-9139. So it's amazing melanated female.
Who does the cremas ice cream again? I meant to get some.
Oh, ice cream. Oh, that's Thierry, actually. The last, I think it's the name of the company. But
isn't it it's the drink, right?
Yeah, they make ice cream as well.
Ice cream
yeah,
as well.
It's
okay.
called what? It's called Las?
Creme de Las.
Oh, Creme de Las. Okay.
Yeah, and it's our brother Thierry. You can check him out on Facebook. TerryCN. So TerryCN on Facebook. You hit him up there. And I'm looking forward to Scoop Therapy coming on to the Empower Hour,
yes.
bringing us all ice cream in the morning.
Oh, in the morning?
Okay. And plugging
Antonia,
more of what
you
she's
that?
Doing.
You're going to bring us ice cream in the morning.
That's what I'm looking forward to, especially the one with the alcohol in it.
Okay.
I want coconut ice cream.
For
that's
the Thursday
joy.
Morning.
Uh-huh. Well, they also do catering services in large group orders. So
we are a big group here at the radio.
Yeah, we'll be doing our events, our barbecues, and our celebrations.
And our photo shoots. Can they come for
and
that too?
And our photo
and
shoots.
Bring ice cream
I can
there too.
See what I can do for tomorrow, darling. But I can't. I'm bringing you guys a surprise tomorrow
Ooh.
To our photo shoot too. Just to let y'all know.
All right.
So I guess we're going to wait for Will. Did he?
Oh, yeah. No, we'll come back.
We'll
in the meantime,
back,
between
yes.
back, I have, we could play one more quick musical break. And
Absolutely.
Then,
let's get into it.
You know, I said that kind of quick.
You
like,
did, eh?
Yeah, I thought I was ready, but clearly not ready.
That's okay.
But I feel, you know what?
Musical no, go break. Ahead. Go through.
No, I was going to say, like, we'd have Kaya going, but do your musical break. We good.
Hell yeah. No, Kaya, go through. Oh, okay, well, you know what? Let's play a musical break and then bring Kaya in a la properly. Hold on, let me do this good. Let me do that. We go in. My pants poster said, yeah. We going ultra. Yeah. We going ultra black. I got a toast to that. We don't fold the. We going. Occasion we rose to that. Going postal. We going ultra black. Watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat. This poster slap. We going ultra black. We going. We going. Rhythm and blues, pop, rock, soul to jazz, to my toes attack. How I look being told, I'm not supposed to brag. Nobody fault, I tell the truth, I know what's facts. We ultra black, Grace Jones, skin tone, but multi that. Multiple colors, we coming all shades, mocha black. Except where I'm at and not fight me on it. Emotional stares like I might be wanted. Pitch black like the night, I'm ultra black. Sanford and Son reruns, jokes are black. Oh yes, God bless success. We going ultra black, like the S is fast. Hawk with a mask on, the freshest breath. African black soap, caress the flesh. Super fly the Mac, sitting fly in the lac. Take the boat on the water, history talks with my daughter. My son'll be my resurrection. Constantly learning lessons. I never die, you get the message. I hope you be better than I. Life's precious, two-stepping. Sometimes I'm over black, even my clothes are black. Cash money with the white tee and the soldier rag. We going ultra black, unapologetically black. The opposite of Doja Cat, Michael Black's in black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold it. Occasion we rose to that, going postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat, this poster slap. We going ultra black. We going. We going ultra black, Raiders Oakland hat, I smoke to that, pre-rolls and yak, what's the results to that, see notes and bags, she knows I'm classy like I'm Billy D. Williams, go ultra black, Isaac Kennedy films, penitentiary too, black like out in the loop, black don't crack, it's like the fountain of youth, the culture's black, like Iman, she beautiful, going ultra black, to Africa you say go back, I stay pro-black, my Amex black. Black like cornrows, afros, black like cat, black ball from the Super Bowl. College. Holla notes, I can't go for that. Motown Museum, Detroit, I'm ultra black. This for New York and all the map. No matter your race, to me, we all are black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the. We don't fold. Occasion we rose to that, going postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat, this poster slap. We going ultra black. Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful.
Kaya.
What's popping, y'all? What's popping, y'all?
We good. It's
so
a good day.
That song was actually super, super dope. If you know, Nas is one of my favorites, but he just said something ultra black. I'm like, yeah, because, you know, when people ask me what I mix with, I tell them I mix with black and neon black.
I so, like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that.
Right?
I heard the song, it made me think of Kaya. I was like, yeah, I'm going to
run. I love it.
So, yeah. Love, what do you have for us in entertainment this Thursday?
So, we know that I like to keep up with the versuses. So, the versus between Timbaland and Swiss Beatz.
Tell us about it. I missed it.
So, for those of you who don't know, these are two of hip-hop's greatest producers. Mm-hmm. And they've worked with everyone from the likes of Missy Elliott to Beyonce. When I tell you that they are the it characters, they are. But they did a Versus. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you this Versus was like no other, it was a concert.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah,
it was a concert. They had a full audience. And I'm going to tell you something. I know that Timbaland had to request that because he has wanted for so many years to be an entertainer. He's like, I got my moment.
Exactly.
He said, I'm coming. So he had to make sure. He was like, no, I am doing a concert. He put on his outfit like the shiny suit man, like
Puffy.
Oh, it was
a shiny.
Yes.
Oh,
he was out there with his arm.
Oh, like more money, more problems.
Man, he had on his little Versace looking shirt with the gold flexing it and stuff.
All right.
Swiss Beatz looked like Swiss Beatz.
Of
old
course.
Cheater.
Yeah.
But he, you know.
Old cheater.
Yeah, but don't forget that, you know, there was Timbaland Magoo. Like, he had his moment. He had a whole album.
Yeah, but they didn't, you know. Mm-hmm. He's a better producer than he is a rapper.
Well, listen, mm-hmm. that album was fire. I love Timbaland and Magoo. I'm just saying.
Oh, I love, you know what? I did love them too. But you know what? I'm kind of like the kind of girl like guilty by association. So you're friends of Missy Elliott, so you're friends of mine kind of thing.
Right.
So I kind of supported because of that. But I can promise you, I'm not going back to look for their album now because I'm not in my house like,
jumps the boogie.
My knees don't work good enough for up jump the boogie anymore, so it's different. Nah, but
I have an issue with Tim's wardrobe, though. Actually, I don't think
too tight for you.
I don't think men should have slits in their shorts.
Here we go again.
I'm just saying. I don't know if I get canceled for saying that, but I just don't think.
Yeah, I don't like you saying that. Man shouldn't.
No, I said man's with a Z because I just. They were short. They were shorter than normal. They were really thigh high.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a slit on the side.
Yeah, he looked like he was breezing, you know?
A little bit. And the silk or satin, it was.
I gotta look at this.
And he's
outfit.
Sweating like he has no. Like he's a runaway slit.
Yeah, he didn't have on a vest. Like a vest underneath.
To absorb the sweat. You need a camisole in there.
You
brother.
Need a camisole now.
Anyway,
yeah.
You need a wife beater.
Thank you.
I love it.
I'm right looking at it.
Timbaland.
The show is lit. I don't know who would say one, though. Who would you say won that one between?
You know what? There was way too many great songs on both sides. And yeah. I'm going to just be fair and say it was a tie, except for the fact that Timbaland pretty much performed all of the artist's songs that he produced. He performed them. He was Missy Elliott. He was Beyonce. He did the surfboard. He got down low and did surfboard. I was like,
he really did.
You're right.
Good
observation that you said he wanted to perform and he did.
Nah, he got buck. He did a whole concert. Like it. I was impressed. I can't lie. Yeah. He didn't look. I'm gonna tell you, his knees is better than mine. He got low too. I was like,
what did he wear? Because I can't see it, guys.
You gotta check it out. He had on like a Hawaiian Soapy Fame outfit, like one of the ones Jay-Z and them used to wear back in the day.
Okay.
When Jay-Z used to rap like Jazzo.
All right, keep going.
So on another note, speaking of Jay-Z, Jay-Z goes on. Now, I wasn't going to touch on this topic, but it's in the notes, so I'm going to talk about it. But Jay-Z goes, Jay-Z on being open about marital issues on YouTube. And go and check that out when you get a chance. But he was very candid about the cheating between him and Beyonce. Now, the interview that I watched to go along with this, one of the interviewers, I don't know if he made a mistake and said something in regards to Beyonce also cheating, but I think that's what he's referring to, that on 444, they talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce actually having cheated. So I guess because Jay-Z cheated, Beyonce then cheated.
Okay.
But he goes on to say how because they made an album about it, he was very much respected in the community, that a lot of guys that couldn't say openly, like, well, you know, you helped me with my relationship by saying those things. You know, your wife ousted you and then you came back and said sorry on a whole album. On every single song you said sorry.
Yeah.
That was something big because men don't usually say sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry I hurt you. Sorry for making you feel like you had to step out.
Right.
Sorry for making you feel like you couldn't trust me or depend on me. So he said all of those things. So in the community, he's talking about pretty much other artists coming to him and saying, thank you.
Wow.
You saved my marriage. Wow. You saved my relationship. So, you know, I think those are things that we really have to look into, because you know what? These entertainers are people just like us.
Exactly.
But he was very open about it. And I think that we should go and look at that, because I think that we could all take an example from some of these people who weather the storm, you know.
Facts.
I'm happy that they came. They came, and you know what? It makes them appear a lot more palatable, more personable.
Yeah. That's it.
You know, we want to feel like we know these artists, and so having that openness, that candidness, makes us feel like, oh yeah, you know what? This guy could be my friend.
Mm.
Like I'm taking advice from this guy because you know what? He said the things that make sense to me.
Okay.
So I really love that.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a conversation to be said about conventional relationships, and you know, like if we say like the non-celebrity boyfriend or girlfriend can already cheat on you, imagine how hard it is for them. Like, yeah. They literally have people throwing themselves to them. And, like, even you can say no, 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 and in a moment of weakness, you'll say yes. I'm not saying that's his situation is. Right. He could have been saying yes from the beginning.
Right. Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, he's that character.
Right. And And I've always said, like, if I deal with an entertainer or an athlete or whatever, like, you know what you're getting yourself into. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they'll do what they need to do and then get over it, but just know that if you're going to ride that ride...
Well, that's Jay-Z and Beyonce, right? So they're both celebrities. Absolutely. So how does that go? Does it say, like, you better know I'm a celebrity too, bro?
100%. And that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we got to stop expecting conventional relationships. Like, this whole idea of, like the whole idea that everything has to be monogamy. There's a thing of conscious non-monogamy and all these different things. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people say what you want and mean what you say.
Yes.
And then when you can get in a relationship like that and be honest with what you want in that time.
Yes.
Then you don't have to have a whole 444 and a lemonade and the thing, because you guys already have an understanding.
I agree 110%. Yeah. As long as the things that you're supposed to say are said in the beginning, there should be none of those issues. So as far as I'm concerned, I just want you guys to know that I'm looking for 3 husbands. Okay. And y'all all going, you know, we're all going to work together as a collective to make money and build. And
I love this.
There's a woman in Africa who just has 3 husbands.
And you know what? It's in South Africa. And I have my family happens to be from Natal, South Africa. Okay. So I just want y'all to know I'm down with the plan. Come through with your resumes and show me what you're working with. Because I think that's what time it is.
I just want to clap for that.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I'm with it. We just got wind of Timbaland's outfit.
Oh,
sorry not to go back, but can you unblock that? His chest was open and everything.
He had his shirt buttoned down like he was sniffing cocaine. He had that shirt that he was sweating. I said, oh yeah, he was definitely.
I didn't know there was patterns and everything.
Yeah, he was on. He was on a ride last night.
Okay, all right, go ahead, sis.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you know, we're just talking about the verses, but can we talk about Usher's outfit? Because he kind of looked like how Timbaland was with the verses. But
yeah. So I'm not certain what that was about either.
I don't know what this performance was, right? But I'm looking at Usher. He has some silver, like, full finger rings on, and this pale purple paisley gold print outfit. Couple purple people.
Usher,
purple people eater. So hold up.
I got to share this on our Facebook.
Y'all go on the Facebook for the Empower Hour and check out Usher's outfit. So first things first, why does Usher look like Little Richard Leprechaun Liberace?
Little Richard Leprechaun Liberace. I like it all together.
Why?
I am in love with this.
What does my brother have on? And the boots. Okay, first of all, so he has on Bob the Builder, white Bob the Builder Timberland boots with a fairy outfit. This outfit is Tinkerbell's outfit from Never Never Land. This is one of the ones she wore, purple one that she wore in... In the movie, Peter Pan. This is one Peter Pan getaway. What would we call this outfit? This is one Peter Pan getaway.
Where was he? Like, was he in Madrid? Was it like the time where they released the
bull?
The bull,
right? He looks like a bullfighter, but his shorts are cut too short.
Something's happening. Like,
One sleeve, and then one sleeve is a jacket or a cape, and then the other sleeve is a regular sleeve.
Right.
Yeah, for people watching, if anybody could tune in or just jump onto our Facebook, if you guys know where he's at and why he's wearing this
and what's happening, like, we just want to know what's, like, who's the designer. I guess they were trying to go different, but this is a little bit different.
So I'm just gonna ask you guys for can I say shits and giggles?
You totally can.
So for shits and giggles, give me your, tell me what this outfit looks like to you.
This looks very confusing. If Mistress wants to describe it, I am confused. I don't know what is going on. Nice. I used to have those shoes in high school. Remember those little shoes?
Yes, the Spice Girl joint. Stop it.
That's how I feel.
To me, I get the vibe of a bullfighter, but it's not bulls. Like, he's gonna fight like sheep or something. You know, it's like something soft and fuzzy. You know what I mean? But he comes into the ring like,
and after the sheep goes, man, he's one of us.
That's my 2 cents on that one.
What you think?
I don't know. Was it the Met Gala?
No, it was canceled this year.
You know,
you're still trying to figure out
he was wearing his outfit anyway.
Could have been a virtual.
Maybe, you know what? Usher, I got you. This was the virtual Met Gala.
Yeah.
The theme was Matador.
And it was
Matador, expensive Matador.
Yes.
There you go.
Matador chic.
Matador chic with the Spice Girl shoes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I am completely
lost.
You know what? I say, Usher, this is. I could get up this morning. I put out this outfit that could confuse the people.
Accents. Yeah,
I could come out here tonight and confuse the people.
Amen.
They're not gonna know what show they are.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what he thought. He said, "That's like a duck confused."
Can I say something? Usher?
But he has us talking though, right?
He got it. Yeah. He got it bad. Okay, no, just saying. Just saying.
Yeah, man. So, that's pretty much my segment for the day.
All right.
Yeah, we don't got much time left, so we gone.
Yo, and we got Big Will in the house.
We do.
I definitely want to take sometimes give Big Will a special shout out because he was running around Old Montreal just now trying to find parking for my car because
he's the real MVP, right?
Yeah, real MVP because I parked illegally.
Okay.
No, well, you know, I didn't have time. You know what? Right, that's it. She's having a good time right now. So I'm gonna go out there and fight them, but I get here, I park anywhere I feel, and but today the vibe felt different. It felt like today it didn't feel right. It didn't feel like parking anywhere made sense today. So big shout out to Big Will for jumping up and moving my car, so that Mansum didn't get tickets, and So basically, while we're setting up for Big Will. Yo, am I hearing music in background?
No, there's no music.
Oh, I'm like, yo, where's the intro? Instrumental.
No one said you had to sing the instrumental.
Oh, so now you're singing instrumental. See how they even get in on that? Kaya. Kaya.
Kaya. Sorry, guys. It's okay. I know. It seems like as people are listening, they're like, what is happening over there? It seems like we're going through a little something.
Why don't you talk and find at the same time? So Big Will's in the building.
Okay.
There we go.
Now, I'm looking forward to this comedy show because...
Talk about your comedy show.
I love to laugh. And basically, Big Will's been hosting these comedy shows for mad long. And I have to say, anybody who goes is a guaranteed laugh.
Guarantee.
Okay. Like, no, it's a guaranteed laugh. I could put a dollar behind that.
$1?
Only one. Times are hard.
Wow. Okay.
But like per person who takes on your guarantee? Because that could be a lot of dollars.
I'm going to cap that at one person.
Alrighty then.
It's like himself. I'm going to give myself this dollar.
Right, I'm going to go ahead and throw a cap on that.
Well, let's talk about your show, please. Yes, please.
Basically, we have the show coming up. We have the show coming up on June 19th. Mm. So it is a Juneteenth celebration.
Woo!
So we have several amazing comedians coming on. How could I say it next? Actually, we have most of the buyers that we have are people buying for their families.
Nice.
I like that. And we also
have local businesses that are buying and saying, hey, please give this to people.
That's love.
Good. So it's amazing. A friend of mine, Federal Limousine, actually, I want to shout them out.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they're actually based out of Ottawa.
Dope.
And everybody that books with them, so they use, I guess, the tip money or whatever it is to buy tickets to donate.
Oh wow!
So nice. It's been amazing. I have friends of mine who actually work at Bell, and they're actually employee appreciation, so they're buying tickets. So even if, let's say, if you cannot attend, you could go ahead and we have a lot of seniors out there that can't really go out. So that's an amazing show for them to come and vibe and whatnot, and you get to enjoy a comedy show in the comfort of your home.
I love that.
It doesn't beat that.
And I have a question, and it's not to put you on the spot, but it's just to know, is the comedy show open to all in the sense of the content? Would you say rated PG, rated R?
I wouldn't say a child. You shouldn't, I don't know about having a child there. But
18
like,
and older?
18 and older.
Okay. But okay.
It's not going to be like too raunchy saying, okay, well, my parents are not like...
That's it, right. That's what I was asking.
We do have clean comedy shows.
Mm-hmm.
And once we're actually, right now we have four comedians.
Dope.
For a clean comedy show, that's the comedians are actually already paid.
Dope.
We're just waiting for outside to fully reopen to have actually those shows.
That's gonna be nice.
We have another comedy show coming up, which is female DJs, female comedians, female everything.
Nice.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah, so we have that. So like, there's a lot of things that we got going on. We just are waiting for outside to reopen in full to get it actually going full blast.
And don't worry about the children. Don't worry about the children because y'all children's cuss. Yeah. So come on and bring them to the. Go on and buy a ticket for the show. Y'all
I'm
children,
gonna be like 16 and up. You know, they like, cuss worse than us. Cuss.
It's the truth. I be hearing them. They don't know it, but I'm gonna tell you. I be hearing y'all children cuss. So don't bring them to the show. Buy the tickets. Let's go.
Auntie Kaya hearing you.
Exactly. So it's $12. Mm-hmm. You can't beat that. So for $12, you have an amazing, amazing show. We have a lot of local businesses that obviously were short time, so I don't know if I have time to shout out everybody, but we have Beardaholics. We have Black Candles, basically Black Passion, which is candles and aromatherapy. We have Le Bourgeois with all the patties. We have Food by Us. This is a catering company that I usually use. There's a lot of giveaways coming up at the show. Mm-hmm. And actually, today we're giving away $100 today.
Nice. $100
gift card. Giveaway on the Empower Hours. Right. This is what it is.
Love it.
So how are they winning it? Yeah.
How does this work?
Everybody that's actually purchased a ticket.
Yes.
The names are actually all in there. So if you can see.
Oh, I can pick?
Of course.
I love it. I love it.
It's not in here again.
All right. So you pick and you say who it is, Kaya.
Okay. Let me not look, because...
I mean, if you pick anyone here, we're going to have to repick.
No, you won't. No, you won't. No, I could win.
25
So that means if there's a number before, that means that came from Bell. So Bell, they bought for all the employees. So that's, I guess that's the 25th purchase. And the name is Selena.
The 25th purchase.
Nice.
Okay. Congratulations, Selena.
Yes, Selena.
Yeah. Now, Selena, you're lucky we didn't say you have to call in within 5 minutes to claim your prize.
Right?
She's probably working. Yeah. Right?
Exactly. It's 8:41 in the morning. Yeah, right.
You're lucky.
All right.
Yep. Congratulations.
Congratulations, love.
I know last week we gave a wine bottle. We gave also cupcakes. Next week I'm coming back. So next week, if I'm allowed, I know I'm inviting myself. But if I'm allowed, I'm coming back with more gifts. And actually, I'm gonna try to get a comedian on the line at the same time.
Beautiful.
So you get to get the vibe. So crunch time. Yeah, so crunch time. So we're 10 days before the show about. So you're gonna have an amazing time. This is the best comedy show, and you could have it in the backyard. You could do whatever it is in the comfort of your home.
Put it on the big screen.
That's it.
That's what we're doing.
For your family.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's what we're doing. Actually, one of my nieces actually babysitting all the other nieces, and we're having like a barbecue night at the crowd.
Cuss words and stuff.
That's what it is.
With cuss words and stuff. That's phenomenal. You know, not for nothing, the last time you came, I tried to buy my tickets, and then something was wrong. It was timing out, and I didn't get back around to doing it.
I think your whole family bought tickets. I think we got your Pharaoh's sister-in-law. Your sister-in-law bought, your aunt bought, like, from Onyx Salon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole family. You guys are, like, taking over the show, which I love.
We support. We make money
for
this.
I'm going to buy multiple tickets. Even though I can buy one ticket and have people come over and watch. No. Anyone who's watching, you're going to get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if we're all using the one laptop. Like, we're supporting.
Everyone's going to pick
100%.
Mm-hmm. No, so I love it. I'm telling you what you've been doing. It's
the best $12 date night you'll ever have.
Yeah.
So it's bigwill.ca?
Yeah, bigwill.ca. Or you could call me directly. I'll give you my number one more time. 514-434-4426.
That is a very bold move, sir. That is your personal line. I'm going to tell you something now. When they start calling you for dates and things, you heard this man phone number? Yeah. I'm going to tell you.
Well, I got a lot of date ideas. We'll make it work.
Okay, there you go.
Go ahead and shoot your virtual shot.
There you go.
We hear matchmaking and ting and ting.
All right.
Perfect.
So that's that. No, don't play the Coffee Chronicles drop. Don't play anything yet. We're just going to slide right into it. So then you can play it after if you want. So on the heels of date nights and stuff like that, I want to plug you guys on a movie that I watched sometime this week. It wasn't a date night for me, though. But anyways, so it's a movie called Monster, and it's not the original Monster with Charlize Theron. This is a melanated movie, mm-hmm. Monster. It's a 2018 American legal drama, film directed by Anthony Mandler from a screenplay by Aradhana Blank. It stars Kelvin Harrison, who was in 12 Years a Slave. And it's funny that we played Nas because Nas is in this movie as well. Jennifer Hudson, A$AP Rocky, and John Legend executively produced this film. So Monster tells the story of Steve Harmon, a 17-year-old honor student whose world comes crashing down around him when he's charged with felony murder. Now, the film follows his dramatic journey from a smart, likable film student from Harlem attending an elite high school through a complex legal battle that could have him spending the rest of his life in prison. Now, the film is very amazing. It is intense. The cinematography is dope and awesome because you actually see it through his lens. What happens is it does have you off your seat because the trial is seen from everybody's perspective. So it is a Netflix film, and I want to give this movie a silento, which is, you guys are going to hear it, and when Pete plays it, give it a... because it is absolutely, as I said, play that. So y'all gotta watch it. I mean, I don't know what everybody's doing this weekend, but if you find us a 2-hour moment, watch this movie. It is called Monster on Netflix. Now we can drop the Coffee Chronicles.
I love it. I love it. Watch me. Watch me.
And now it's time for Coffee Conversations.
Okay, so I have feedback about the beat. I have some feedback.
Too loud?
No.
Oh.
Never too loud. I find it slow.
You want me to do it faster?
I find because you bring a very hype energy, but your beat at the beginning is.
Because you know why? Off air, that's how I am. Just
yeah. But we're
you
on
know
here.
What I mean? I didn't ask you. All right, so you know what? Big Will sponsored this Coffee Conversation, is sponsored by Big Will because he brought Lyrically Correct today. This is a game I kind of played with you guys before when I made my own. It was kind of like fill in the lyrics. It's almost the same thing. So we're going to go in order. Will, you are playing too. This is your game, but you're going to play. Kaya, you're here too. So let's get into it. So this is Black owned. We must give a shout out to Lyrically Correct, a musical trivia game, 90s R&B expansion pack.
Nice.
We gotta give them that, right? So this is a Black-owned company who made this game, and I think I'm gonna get more Black-owned games on Coffee Conversations.
And you gotta let us know where we can find this, too.
I think, Will? Sorry, you're gonna have to help me out with that one.
Basically, that one directly online, or you could call me and I could look it up for you.
Call Will again. 514, he is plugging his dating virtually on my Coffee Conversations. Now's the time for that. All right, so let's go. All right. So, Pharaoh, you are first. We're going to go in line. I know, whatever. All right, you ready?
Go ahead.
How long did Tevin Campbell want to talk?
Oh, I know.
For
a minute?
There you go.
That's what's up.
Gina, in Peaches and Cream, what body part does Slim want to put all over you?
What body part does he want to put all over you?
Yeah, all over you.
His hands?
His lips.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say tongue. I feel something close to the mouth.
Will, what was Mary J. Blige searching for?
Real love. Come on.
Okay.
Kaya, what did Escape need from you?
Understanding.
That's wow. Right. Pharaoh, what did Escape tell their dude to kick off?
I have no idea.
Kick off your shoes and relax your feet.
Come on, dog.
Why is he getting all the easy ones?
We're from the West. Come on now. We got to rep the West.
Gina, you know this one. According to Carlos Santana, where did Maria grow up?
Maria. Down
sing
in
it. Sing it.
Harlem.
There you go. What Harlem though?
Come on. Oh, Spanish. <There you go. laughs>
Will, how long did John A want the DJ to play that song?
All night.
All right.
My God.
Kaya, what did Fat Man Scoop tell to be quiet? Who did Fat Man Scoop tell to be quiet?
Ugly women.
No, all you.
Oh, the chicken head. Yeah.
Rest in peace to this artist. DMX dated 3 girls with this name.
Oh, Tamika?
Kim.
Okay, I knew it was one of those. I was like, somewhere up there.
It's the pressure. It's like, you know these actors.
I know. It's like.
So imagine having wine night.
Yeah.
Having that.
Oh, good. All right, Gina, you got this. According to the locks, what is the key to life?
Money, power, respect.
Yes, girl. Yeah. Will, if you are knucking and bucking,
what are you ready to do?
We fighting.
That's right.
Okay.
Kaya, what does John Legend suggest that we take slow? Why does John Legend suggest that we take it slow?
Because we're just ordinary people.
Wow.
This is the last round I'm going to do with you guys. Why, Pharaoh, why shouldn't you do, what shouldn't you do if Monica just wants to be alone?
Don't take it personal. Come on.
Gina, where was the party that Montel Jordan went to on Friday night?
The East Side.
West Side.
Sorry. You're not lying. It really is the West Side. It's really from
that's
California.
How we did parties back when we
lived. Not me. I'm from the North Side.
But the West over here.
West over here, sure. But you were the cashier for at a party.
I know. Yeah. You really were.
Sure. Unpaid cashier.
Will. Oh, wow. Okay. No. Will, what did Adina Howard say she got on?
You
didn't get that one, Will. Okay,
let's do it again. Will gets two tries.
Yeah, because it's his game, too.
Sure.
When it comes to the meeting in Silk's bedroom, they said you should be there or what?
Be square.
Kaya, what will Whitney Houston have if she doesn't have him?
Nothing.
All right.
Wow. Damn, Kaya knows
all. All right, this is for everybody. I want y'all to say it at the same time. After Aaliyah wrote him a 4-page letter, what did she enclose it with?
Can I close it with a kiss? I didn't know. Get on time.
That's right.
People on the live, this is the game.
That is the game.
This is that's cool. I like this. A partial karaoke moment too.
Exactly.
I like it.
We may play this again next week. We'll see how we do. Everybody's guessing on Kaya's life. Thank you so much. This was awesome. This was Coffee Conversation. Thank you guys for today.
I feel like last week we had a good time having people call in. I know we spoke about it before. Like, we need to figure out a way how to get people just to be able to call in and engage, take part in some of these
totally
games.
We totally can. But remember, I told you that. Yeah, you can call in. But what we need to do with that is that we need to, like, put the flyers out, put the marketing out, put that out more.
People know.
More visual. So it's up to us, my responsibility, to let people know that they can call in every single Thursday. But before we head out, how are you guys feeling about today's show? We got 9 minutes left on this beautiful day.
I know, right? Yeah, I feel good. I feel like we had a good flow. Do I have time to... I want to continue to plug stuff. I don't have stuff to plug. But, the show was really, really awesome. I had a really good time. And, I'm grateful for the energy.
Awesome.
If we have time at the end, I want to play an excerpt, okay?
We totally do have time. Kaya, I would love to know your feedback on today's show.
I thought today's show was very funny. It was very upbeat. And I know that the people got a lot of good laughs today. You guys, peace and love.
Will, since you're here, how did you find today's show, friend?
The show was amazing. And just basically, people who don't know about the show, make sure you log on. I mean, we have a lot of people at home that are just jamming, or people driving to work. This is the best show to listen to in the morning, especially like it's all us for us. So that's the thing. So this show is here. You learn a whole lot. Last week, we had Face that was here. Mm-hmm. So you learn a lot about businesses. You have the OFC helping out. You have Miss Trish basically giving you knowledge. We also have beautiful Kaya teaching you about entertainment and all that and letting you know stuff. We have a beautiful Miss Gina that had to rush off. So there's a lot of content on this show. So make sure you log in. If you're people, let's say, like, we have elderly people at home. We have WIBCA, West Island Black Community Association, South Shore Black Community Association. There's a Code Dinesh, I believe, Black Community Association. Get your people on. Make sure we get, like, they listen, they have a good time on this show. So that's what it is. And at the same time, make sure they log into our comedy show, bigwill.ca, or they call me, 514-434-4426.
That's right. And I just want to say one thing before I say I love you all. Everybody knows that I love you guys very much, but I wanted to plug something really quickly. And this is something, a tragedy that happened last year, and it is a good outcome to it. So the sister of Ahmaud Arbery graduated and dedicated her master's degree to her late brother. Nice. So I thought that was good. More than a year after Ahmaud Arbery was gunned down while jogging, in Glen Callie, Georgia, his sister, what's her name? Jasmine Arbery. She earned her master's degree, and she basically dedicated this degree to her brother. She says most recently, a journey. This is her actually Instagram post because it's quite inspiring and it's a good ending on a good note before Farrell plays his excerpt. She said, "Woo, a journey is not great unless you find what you seek. My journey was filled with many challenges that included working two jobs, a natural disaster, the tragic loss of my brother, a pandemic, giving birth, anxiety, grief, and issues with my financial aid. But I am proud to say those challenges equal the factors that will make me an excellent therapist. I have the opportunity to offer support based on real life experiences," she said. She says, "I ooze black girl magic. And I just thought that was really dope because, you know, she did go through a hard time. She went through a lot of trials and tribulations, as we all do in this world. But on Thursday mornings, we bring the fun, and that's why we want you guys to listen and keep tuning into us, because we're only getting better every single week. We got comedy shows, we got games on the show, we got knowledge, we got absolutely everything. We got good music, good flow, and this is just the place to be every Thursday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I love it, and I love you guys, so thanks for listening today. P?
Man, it was, I'm going to go with the energy on this one. So there was, as we know, there was a sister who lost her son. And I want to end the show. It's kind of on a sadder note, so to speak. Our queen, Erica Edwards, she had lost her son a couple of weeks ago. And I wanted to close out the show with just letting you guys hear a part of her. I guess it was her, like the
eulogy?
Yeah, her eulogy, like what she said. And she did it again for us on the Facebook, and it was really. We definitely appreciate it, and I wanted to just share because this is community radio. And, you know, if we're not going to create these platforms for our people, who will? So for those who might not have, you know, had the opportunity to hear it or to take part of the funeral, what you said was very heavy, and I think it's worth hearing. So we could close off on that?
We can close off on that. Thank you for listening, y'all.
Kai, Kai was born on his sister Tanika's 12th birthday, a gift, I said. And what a gift he was. Self-willed from day one. He held his head up in the hospital, so strong and beautiful and perfect. I called him my beautiful brown baby, and indeed he was. Kai was very intelligent and articulate. He loved words and used them well. He was a speed reader and a lover of anime, especially Dragon Ball Z. Kai, like most boys his age, loved video games and loved driving his car. Kai had my entrepreneurial spirit. He and his friends had ideas and plans for many ventures. He started to learn about investing. He started to question his understanding of God. Above all, my son was very charming. I would actually warn people beforehand. Kai was loving and kind. He had a forgiving heart. Kai was loyal. He had a sense of logic and an order that sometimes only he understood. He was unconcerned with authority and truly unpunishable. But he respected those who respected him. Kai was loved and appreciated by his friends. They say, "Show me your friends and I'll show you who you are." Kai's friends are beautiful inside and out. They have sat with me and shared their moments, told me of his kindness, silliness, and sense of adventure. Kai did the most for his friends, and he was reliable. They shared experiences that created strong bonds. They told me that summer 2020 was the best of their lives, and I'm happy that my son had that. Watching Kai's friendships develop and grow has been a joy. Little glimpses into their world were so encouraging. I saw the beginnings of lifelong connections, though this span was all too short. He loved his little brother Darius deeply. He often told me that he was his favorite person. Kai and his sister Tanika shared not only a birthday, but their own wordless communication. Kai and Caleb had an inexplicable bond. They were brothers in the truest sense of the word. Kai was loved and fiercely and completely by his grandmother, who was his biggest cheerleader and always defended and believed in him. I named my son after my only brother, who he bared an uncanny resemblance to. Kai showed his love by pestering you. He would often come into my room, pull off one of my socks, and leave. I took it as I love you. Kai was nonchalant about my accomplishments because he believed in my abilities often more than I did. He questioned me if I got dressed to go out, and he's called me mother since he was 7. Not mom or mommy, just mother. Kai's time here was too brief. I saw the beginnings of the man Kai was growing to be, and I was proud. years of parenting were bearing beautiful fruit. To have lost Kai is devastating. It has come as such a shock to us all. I give my heartfelt thanks to those who have given their support, compassion, and love through this very difficult time. I know in my heart that Kai would not want us grieving for too long. My son believed himself to be immortal, and the love we have for him transcends all time and states of existence.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.